At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
We have to say, you know what? I'm going to start to distance myself from the nonsense. And yeah, people are going to talk about you, but you know what? You're going to walk the walk while they talk the talk. Okay? Because that's what it's about. In the end, we all see who really put the work in, right?
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina.
Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Happy Wednesday, Angel! How is everybody feeling? I have an amazing video for you guys. We're going to talk about the anti-lazy girls manifesto. Okay, let's face it. We've all been there. The endless scrolling, the procrastination. We at one point probably thought that this was self-care. And it's very easy to get caught up in this lifestyle. And to be honest, I actually used to think that laziness was a form of self-care. You know what? You need a rest. You need a break. And there is a time and place for that. But the truth is that sometimes it can be masked in fear and doubt. Now, I can personally attest to the negative impact of laziness. And, you know, laziness has cousins, there's procrastination, everything. Missed opportunities, low self-esteem, and a general feel of stagnation. And it's time to break free from this cycle. So what we're going to do is we are going to embrace discipline, okay? Now, what are the benefits of discipline? Now, when I started to actually prioritize discipline, my life transformed. I obviously became more productive, I became more focused, and I became more fulfilled. Now, I also want to mention that I'm going to give you guys the exact blueprint to become the most productive version of yourself, okay? So even in doing this, we're gonna go over this after we go over the discipline, okay? So in embracing the discipline, you want to obviously start small. I always say this, you get as granular as possible. So I set a simple goal, all right? I wake up 30 minutes earlier each day. You can even go tinier than this. You can wake up 10 minutes earlier each day, 15, 20. It was a small step, but it made a big difference. And another thing too, I have this app on my phone. Whenever I book a class, I don't want to miss the gym class because if I miss the gym class, I can get penalized on the app. So I also made it a point to establish a routine for myself because I understand that it is in these small actionable steps of honoring my word. When I say I'm going to do something, I do it because the feeling that you get of accomplishment, it breeds more accomplishment. But the feeling that you get when you don't do something that you say you're going to do is the worst feeling. And then you kind of have this residual resentment against yourself where you almost really don't believe yourself when you say you're going to do something. So you don't even make the effort to get things done because you know you're not really going to do it anyway. Right? You know what I'm saying? Create a routine. Okay. Establishing a routine obviously helped me to stay on track. And how does it start? It started with me getting up and doing the morning workouts. I was struggling trying to figure out, do I work out in the morning? Do I work out at night? What kind of workouts do I want to do in the morning? Like I'm telling you, it sets the tone for your day. For me, you already know it's hot Pilates. Okay. That's what I like to do. And then I scheduled a time for my work, my exercise, and my relaxation. Next, one of my favorite things, okay, and this is truly anti Lazy Girl Manifesto 101 here, okay, to unlocking your full potential. This is going to be the Pomodoro Method. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard me mention this before, but time management techniques, which includes methods like the Pomodoro Method. Now, this was a game changer for me personally because this helped me to break down all of my larger tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. It is simply like this. I have like a little cute like timer thing, and it does 10, 20, 15, 30 minute increments of things. So what you do is you work for an extended period of time, you take a break for an extended period of time. Let's say you work for 30 minutes, you have a 10 minute break. That way, you actually are going to follow your schedule, okay? So you ever have to study something and instead of studying, you're vacillating between your phone and kind of studying and your phone and kind of studying. When you incorporate the Pomodoro Method, it forces you to focus on the task because you know that once that timer's up for working the 30 minutes, you know you're gonna have an uninterrupted 10 minute break to do whatever you wanna do. Go on TikTok for the next 10 minutes. Boom, you start the timer again for the next task. That is the most effective method I have found, especially if you're someone that deals with ADHD tendencies or if you have an A-minus personality like mine, okay? Also, mindfulness and meditating on, for me, the Lord, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, this helped me to really find my identity, but also to stay present and focused. This helped me to reduce my stress and anxiety because I was able to just really bring everything back to center to God. I don't feel like I'm carrying the load by myself. I feel like I can cast my cares on Him, which we know is in the Bible, and it really helps to relieve my day. There hasn't been a single time where I have read a scripture and I thought, man, that really didn't help. That was a waste of time. There's never been a time that I have felt that way. And we also know that the enemy loves attacking our minds anyways. If you go in ChatGPT and you say, if I were Satan, what are some strategies that I would use to, you know, create fear, create doubt in someone? And you can see ChatGPT lists all the ways that Satan will utilize and, you know, cause us to demonize, you know, our own thoughts and everything against ourselves. Now, getting on into the actionable steps here after the discipline is you want to declutter your space, okay? Decluttering your mind and your space. Now, clutter breeds laziness. Whenever you have messiness all around you, the last thing you want to do is clean it up. You're unmotivated. When you wake up and you see mess all around you, you know what they say, successful people always make their beds. Your bed is the center of your room. You do not go out, don't you dare leave that house and that bed is unmade. I don't wanna hear it. It is inappropriate. You can even start with a quick 10-up cleanup rule. I don't know about you, but when I video myself, it really motivates me to get things done, but that's probably because I'm a content creator. But I'm just saying anyway, like, motivating, and I've always been like this. That's why it's so funny how life ends up, because I used to do things like this before, like YouTube was ever even like a thought for me. I would always like film myself cleaning up, film my friends and I in my room, cleaning up it was a whole thing. Anyway, I digress. You can also use a brain dump journal to organize your thoughts. I actually realized, being someone that does have like ADD tendencies, allowing myself to just get out every idea and then organize it really does help me, okay? So also understanding the power of micro habits, okay? These are tiny, manageable actions that build momentum. This is also known as habit stacking, like what they talk about in the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. Highly recommend that everyone and their mothers read that book. It is so good. So for instance, you drink a glass of water upon waking, okay? Then you write one sentence in your journal. You know, this is, you know, effective because it's easier to start small than overhaul your life, you know, overnight, okay? And you also want to make sure that you have no excuses. This is a part of the discipline in your routine, All right. Starting your, how you start your day sets the tone for your day. Mel Robbins even created the 5-second rule, which she, long story short, she was, you know, had a lien on her house, was about to go through divorce, not feeling motivated, barely making money, her and her husband, all the things. One day she saw an astronaut commercial or a commercial for NASA, and she thought, you know what? Why don't I hop up out of bed like a rocket tomorrow? So the next morning she woke up and she said, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, boom, shot out of bed. Instead of, you know, when your alarm goes off and you go, you open your eyes and you go, not right now, snooze again until you snooze. And next thing you know, you called out of work because you didn't make it. Okay. Yeah. One of those things. And then she realized the science of why that works, that counting backwards really helps to motivate you. You are always 5 seconds away, if I'm getting this correctly, from making a decision. Upon waking, you have 5 seconds upon waking to set the tone of your day, okay? This is incredible stuff here. 5 seconds. So that's why when you hop on your phone first thing in the morning and it's a comfort thing to you, again, we're talking anti-lazy girl hacks here. The lazy girl thing to do would be, let me just sit in bed and see what's going on TikTok. What's going on Threads? What's going on Instagrams? Because you're so comfy and it's so warm in your bed. And then next thing you know, 4 hours have gone by and all you've done is watch, you know, couples on TikTok and organization content. And you think like, oh, well, this was giving me ideas for the day, but you've done nothing. You understand? You have to set, I'm telling you, honoring your time is going to do a lot for you when you are productive with your time, because it is the only, it's really a resource that actually does run out. It's not renewable. Time is not a renewable resource. So all things considered, every little thing we do at every hour, it does count. And I would like to spend my time being as productive as possible. And even in my rest, I'm having intentional rest. I'm not just being lazy and doing nothing. So, like I said, waking up also at a consistent time, no matter what. Personally, I let myself sleep in on Saturdays. That's the only day of the week I let myself sleep in. But Sunday through Friday, I'm up at a certain time all the time. And let me tell you, this was something I started heavily enforcing again fairly recently, because I have fallen off at certain points where I was waking up at 10 o'clock in the morning, and 10 by the time you're eating, it's 12. And next thing you know, it's 3. Next thing you know, it's 6. And then it's like, oh, I really don't feel like doing anything, especially now that it's winter. I mean, thank God I started these habits before the daylight savings and everything sort of happened, because I can't imagine even now, it's dark in New York City by like 4 p.m. It's already feeling like it's 7, it's 8 p.m. at night. So you want to wake up at a consistent time. You want to include at least one non-negotiable habit, exercise or journaling, and limit your phone usage for the first hour that you're waking. Limit it. I know people say, put your phone in the other room. Girl, you don't have to do all that, you know. Maybe you could put it across the room or what have you. I mean, sometimes that works for some people. Like, does that work for you? Yeah. When you like get up out of your bed. Like to me, I know me, it's like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to get right back in bed. That's not enough for me personally. But if that works for you, that does work for you. Okay. You can also use alarms with motivational, you know, type of sounds. Like I love the song Unstoppable by Sia. Maybe you can use something calming as well. I know some people joke around and say they have like an applause when they wake up or something like that. Like whatever truly is going to work for you. I tried the alarm system one time where it makes you answer math problems. I don't know why I would do such a thing considering I loathe math, but I did that. And that was not something that worked for me because I would get so frustrated that I would practically like just throw my phone in the garbage because it was so annoying. Like I'm up trying, I can't even figure out what 1 + 1 is at this point upon waking. And it's like, this is just too much. I digress. And then next you want to use the 2-minute rule. If a task takes less than 2 minutes, do it immediately. Cause let me tell you something, you're not gonna wanna do it any more tomorrow than you are right now. You might as well get it over with right now. This is going to help you because it clears your mental to-do list and it eliminates procrastination because you're already getting in the habit of getting things done, okay? And I don't know about you, but I love seeing a checklist checked off. I love seeing that, okay? Like responding to an email, tidying up your desk, you know, setting out your workout clothes. This is a real thing. I actually do set out my workout clothes at night. I do, because I know I'm going to wake up in the morning and the last thing I'm going to want to do is be searching for an outfit to wear when I need to hurry up and get out the door so I can make it to this class on time. Okay. That's the last thing that I want to do. So I make sure that I set my clothes out at night. That's what I do. Mm-hmm. Next, leveraging your time blocking and your theme days. Now, like I said, you have to assign tasks to specific time slots. I'm telling you, I used to think this was a waste of time. I even used to purchase planners that didn't have the time that started at 6 a.m., all the things, because I felt like I was never able to actually accomplish it. But then I realized the older that I've become, the power in actually sticking to something when you say you're gonna stick to it for that amount of time. Okay, from 6 to 8, I'm gonna go, you know, if, think about it. And this is why I love doing the morning workout classes, because it forces me into honoring time. I have to wake up at a certain time to be at my class. If my class starts at 7:15 and it ends at 8:15 in the morning, then it takes me 20 minutes to get home. Then I immediately start my day. All right, I know that by 11:15, 11:30, I need to be out the house so that I can start, I can go get some work done on my laptop. I can meet up with my manager. All the things. I can go into the office, you know, whatever it is that I need to do. I'm forced into a timeline by starting my day with having to be somewhere immediately. That's something that works for me personally, because on days, let's say, where I didn't have to, because I'm trying to really stick to this structure right now, especially being someone that works from home, it's difficult sometimes to be super motivated. And even on days, I got into the habit, because I've been doing this for a while now. So I got into the habit of, even on days where I would stay home, I would actually get fully ready. Like, I would do like a little bit of makeup on, and I would put on jeans. I would not put on leggings and a sweat outfit, because it would, no matter how cute, it would make me feel like I'm lounging. And I knew I'm not going to get in my bed. I just have a thing. Like, I don't wear jeans and like sit on my bed or something like that. So these little things would force me to really stay productive, even on days where I would stay home. But like I said, assign tasks to specific time slots and honor that. If you're going to the gym, I always give this example. When you go to the gym, I know I like the Zumba class, right? The Zumba class is what, at 6 or 7 o'clock? That's for an hour. If I go home and I have something else planned that I need to get done by, you know, 9:30, because I want to be in bed by 11:30, right? I do not have time. It's going to throw my schedule off if I go and do, I'm getting carried away because I want to, I all of a sudden, I didn't even want to go to the gym. Now I don't even want to leave the gym. And I'm at the gym for like 2.5 hours. Then I'm like, let me shower here. I already have my clothes. They have the products here, all the things. Let me take my sweet time. You know what? But right before I get in the shower, let me get into the sauna. Oh shoot, they got a steam room. Let me hop up on in there. Then I get into the steam room. And then next thing I know, it's like already, you know, going on 11 p.m., the time that I said I was about to go to sleep. Like, you know, it's just everything gets delayed. When you don't honor your word, you start to disrespect yourself subconsciously, and you don't really take yourself seriously whenever you actually plan on doing something, okay? Oh, and then by the way, theme days. Focus on specific types of tasks each day, right? So on Mondays, we're gonna do creative tasks. On Tuesdays, we're going to do, so for instance, for me, that would look like on Mondays, I'm going to be focusing on my TikTok and, you know, creating content for my podcast. On Tuesday, I'm going to focus on, you know, what are the next like Instagram content that I'm going to do? What are the next vlog content I'm going to do? And then you can also utilize apps like Notion and Google Calendar. There was another one that I really actually liked. I also use GoodNotes. I'm a big GoodNotes planner girl. I also really loved the Flourish planner as well on my iPad. And then next, you want to find your accountability tribe. This is going to push you when your motivation is low. You need people around you. This is why, yes, friends do matter. Quality of friends absolutely matter, because you are going to become like the five people you spend the most time with. So you can either, if you don't have that in person, you can find inspiration and motivation on the internet. We live in the era of the internet. You have Pinterest motivation. You have Lemonade motivation. You have YouTube motivation. You have podcast motivation. You have Instagram motivation. You have baby, let me be a motivation. You have motivation. And then also you can start a weekly productivity check-in with a friend if you choose to do so, because that's really, really beneficial. Now, when it comes to the anti-lazy girl mindset, you want to make sure you're shifting all these. After the discipline, I gave you the actionable steps. Now we have to shift our mindset. I had to shift my mindset too, from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. So I started to view the challenges as opportunities to learn and grow, quite literally. View challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. I understand it can feel frustrating, but resilience is the name of the game, baby. Don't give up. You have to set those goals. You have to track your progress. Setting SMART goals, right? You use a planner, and a planner, like I said, it helps to keep me on track, because I like seeing the things I've done checked off. I like getting my ideas out of my head and onto paper. Studies show you're 80% more likely to complete a task when you write it down. Okay. And then also celebrate your success. There's nothing wrong. I remember my therapist telling me, like, Aisha, there's nothing wrong with actually rewarding yourself for something you've done. Think about it. You go to work, the reward is getting paid for going to work, right? We as adults still do work by incentive. No, it's not just dogs and babies. We as adults also do work on an incentive system. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, obviously, that's not to say everything you do needs to be motivated by what you're going to get out of it. Come on now, don't be so narrow-minded. But you guys are picking up what I'm laying down. There's nothing wrong with having a little reward for yourself and celebrating your little victories. Oh, today, I finished all of the things I was supposed to do on my calendar. I can watch one episode of a Netflix show of My Crazy Ex or something like that. Or yay, you know, I can, you know, watch that true crime video that I wanted to watch this morning, delayed gratification a little bit. And this is my reward because I finished and accomplished all the things I needed to get done. Yeah. Like that. Or, ooh, yay, I worked out for a week straight like I wanted. I'm gonna go buy that cute workout top that I really liked because now I can wear that at Pilates, you know, and take pictures. Something like that. And then also you wanna remember, we have to learn from our failures. I don't mean to quote Will Smith, but I mean, what the heck? One thing he did say was fail forward. And that's something we can take from him, okay? Just like we can take the lesson of not slapping people in the face on TV. But I digress. So he learned from that failure, and I hope that he has failed forward, right? So failure is a natural part of the journey. So instead of dwelling on my mistakes, I focus on learning from them and what do I do to move forward. And, you know, listen, a little repentance goes a long way. Not even a little repentance. Let me not minimize it, but repentance period goes a long way. And saying, you know what, God, I repent for this. Please forgive me and move on. Okay. But like I said, you don't need to dwell on your mistakes. Okay. One, we're already forgiven and we have to move forward. You don't stay there. You don't allow the enemy to take a foothold in your mind and start convincing you that you're nothing, you're worthless. Why bother? Give it up, whatever. Because God is not the author of confusion and Satan is the prince of lies. And what is the devil? A liar. Very much so. Very much a liar. So at the end of the day, do not focus on your mistakes. Focus on going forward. So all in all, I really want to say that on this journey, I'm talking to you guys straight up from experience here. Implementing a schedule has really helped me. Okay, in being a very productive person. And not only that, honoring my word has made me respect myself. Everything you do, where you are right now has led you Every decision that you've made has led you to exactly where you are. Are you happy? Are you making an upward tick? Are you feeling like you have an upwards trajectory for your life? Ask yourself that. And if the answer is no, then that means something has to change. If you're hanging around people that always have something to say, small minds discuss people, big minds discuss things. So all things considered, we have to say, you know what? I'm going to start to distance myself from the nonsense. And yeah, people are going to talk about you, but you know what? You're going to walk the walk while they talk the talk. Okay? Because that's what it's about. In the end, we all see who really put the work in, right? It's all fun and games in your 20s until we're in your 30s and we realize, well, Sally, you're still doing the same thing. Not that I'm looking, but since you want to bring me up, I will use you as context and comparison here. One comparison is the thief of joy. So don't compare yourself to me. What did that guy say on Instagram? That funny guy, Joanne the Scammer. You don't compare where you don't compete. Okay, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're focused on your life and your lane. And when you are truly and you are building, that's investment in yourself. That's value in yourself. This is also, everyone talks about how to build confidence and all the things, but all in all, confidence is really respecting yourself and honoring your word. You simply do what you say you're going to do. That's like in the book, The Four Agreements, right? Let your yes be yes, let your no be no. And also, let's just say also in the lazy girl, you know, being a lazy girl, procrastination will always be your biggest enemy. So you have to learn to recognize the signs and you have to immediately take action. This is why if you are a procrastinator, rewarding yourself for completing tasks really helps to boost your motivation. Do not let anyone tell you differently. I really used to think that this was a negative thing because I'm like, dang, like I'm not like a dog or like a baby. So like I would punish myself almost by thinking like, no, like I would take the delayed gratification a little bit way too far, I would say, because I would think at a certain point, I don't deserve to have an award for this because I should be working even harder. And it's like, no, implementing a reward system for myself has really helped me to stay motivated, boost my motivation to continue completing tasks. It's all in the little things, okay? Whether it's, like I said, getting a brand new outfit, you know, after being consistent in, you know, working out for 2 weeks, or whether that's letting myself watch an episode of something that I really wanted to watch earlier on in the day. And because I completed my tasks, I finally made time to do it. And then as soon as my break is up, I stick to it. I remember when I was in real estate school, and I would have a break. And on my break, I remember I was watching a show and every fiber of my being just wanted to continue watching the show. Some of the breaks that we had were like 15, some were 30, and every fiber of my being wanted to just continue to watch like the show that I wanted to watch. I was heavy in it. I just wanted to watch it. And I'm like, I have to be disciplined. And then after, one would think, oh, I was just in school all day long. I want to just watch another episode. But I was like, no, I have to rewrite notes so that I'm retaining it and it's staying in my brain so that I can pass my school exam and then take my state test. I have to spend this time studying because I knew that the next 2 weeks from that class I was taking was going to be the busiest 2 weeks of my life. I had to fly to California. I had an award ceremony that was 3 days long. I had to finish filming content at that time for the rest of the month. I had so much going on. It was crazy. It was every week I had something to do. So I had to lock in. And in the end, it ended up benefiting me. I ended up passing my state exam. I ended up doing really well on my school exam. So it paid off. And it was in that, in honoring my word, in taking myself seriously, that I was like, whoa, I'm really capable of doing so much. And that allowed me to breed new habits and honor the new habits. It started motivating me in other areas of my life because it goes, it's like, you know, the Disney Channel song, send it on and on. It goes on and on. I don't know if you guys understood that reference. Anyways, I digress. With that being said, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I hope that this has helped you to boost your confidence, to give you that little quick pep talk while you're on your way to work, while you're working out right now, getting that little sexy hot body. Okay, let this be your anti-lazy girl's manifesto. Okay, I promise it's going to help you. This is how you win Win, 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 win. Forget everything else. Win, 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 win. Okay, I love you. With that being said, do not forget that I love you and God loves you. And I will speak to you beautiful angels in my next podcast episode.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.